Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this. You can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer, especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery. You must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Sexist, that's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah. Nine, 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 nine.
Folks, I'm like, you got to boot them off because we've got a lot to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, the American people sent a message here, and I want to explain what went down. A lot of people are saying, Todd, why were you so hopeful? And I don't want to come onto this radio program, and you guys know that about 99.9% of the time, I'm absolutely right. I just don't make mistakes. The Lord blessed me like that. So many of you were doubting me, and you were calling in, and I was getting text messages. I was getting ministers who were sending me these messages. Todd, how can you be so hopeful? How can you? Are you sure? What are they telling you? Do you have this inside information? How do you know that Trump is going to win? How do you know it's going to be a landslide? How do you know that? How can you say that? Don't say those things. And I was hearing this from conservative leaders who were texting me and calling me at night, Todd. Starnes, man, you got to tamp down the enthusiasm here. What happens if Trump loses? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I had no doubt that Donald J. Trump was going to win last night. None whatsoever. And I want to explain why. Now, many of you know that I'm a conservative. And I'm not some sort of a conservative that gets paid to be a conservative. And you know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of people out there who get paid to be conservative, right? And they don't believe what they believe. They don't believe like you and I believe. They want a paycheck. They want a grift. And so when the going gets tough, a lot of those grifters get going. And when the going gets tough on the cable news channels, well, the cable news channels start pulling back. And you saw this with Fox News over the past couple of weeks, right? Because they were not true believers. But not on this radio program. Every single day on this radio program, I came before you and I brought to you the evidence, the goods, and I told you to let not your heart be troubled, that God was in control. And I truly do believe that God has a plan for Donald J. Trump. God has a plan for this great nation, and Donald J. Trump is the man that God has anointed to lead us. How can you say that? That's heresy. No, that's the election results. But he's not a church. No, he's not. I didn't hire a damn preacher. I hired a president of these United States. That's what we did last night, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we did. And I don't know about you, but I am proud to be an American today. I never doubted this, not once. And I know that a lot of people out there were calling me delusional, foolhardy. I get it. That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take the insults because it's not about me. Here's how I knew Trump was going to win. And it was very simple. It was because of you. the great listeners, the great viewers of the Todd Starnes radio program. You are the reason why I knew that Donald J. Trump was going to be our next president of these great United States. I'm a pretty darn good judge of character. Now, look, there are a lot of other talk shows around the nation, noon to 3 Eastern, but there are not many, dare I say there are none, that are actually hosted by someone who is a part of the audience. You know, when I got hired at Fox News Channel, gosh, it was almost 20 years ago. Wow, time flies. Dieter, I'm getting old. Well, no, the makeup covers the wrinkles, Dieter, but that's really rude. 20 years, and I'll never forget this, walking into Fox News Channel as a conservative. And, you know, I'm not an Upper East Side pundit. You know, I'm not one of these inside the Beltway politicos. I'm a blue-collar guy, right? My dad was an electrician. There were some days when, and some months when he didn't even have work. We really struggled at times as a family, just like many of you struggled as a family. I grew up in the South, right? I didn't go to some Ivy League school. I had to work my way through college. I actually go to church on Sundays, like many of you, and I was raised, like many of you, to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am. I was taught to open up the doors for ladies. I was taught to respect our flag, honor our military. These ideas of God, country, and family, those aren't just talking points. Those are values, but they're more than just values. These are the foundational roots of our republic. And without a firm foundation, the republic crumbles. And that's what we've seen happen. It started during Barack Hussein's 8 years where he fundamentally transformed America, so much so that the American people rose up and said, no, stop, you've gone too far. They brought in and hired Donald J. Trump to fix it. And I'm going to get to what happened in 2020, but I believe we now have irrefutable proof that that election was stolen. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. And it's all about the numbers. We're dealing with facts today. But then along comes Joe Biden. And what have they been doing over these past 4 years? They have been pounding away at the foundation of our republic with a sledgehammer. They have. And look at what's happened. They've right is wrong, wrong is right. You send your kids to school, they want to you expect the teachers to teach them how to read and write and multiply and do long-form division. And what happens? The kids come home, and little Billy comes home. He's wearing a dress and says his new name is Gladys. This is happening all over America. And then you've got these beautiful young girls, the volleyball players, that are going out there and they're competing in sports. They want scholarships. They want to be athletic. And then there's a 6-foot-tall, hairy man on the other side of the net slamming volleyballs into their faces. And the left says, you're weird if you don't believe that's okay. The left says, you're weird if you got a problem with drag queens cavorting about with your children on a library carpet. You're the weird one. The mainstream media and the leftists, they say, if you're a young boy and you like to go around and you like to be rough and tumble and you like to play cowboys and Indians and cops and robbers, that you're weird and you need to be medicated. And what do? They may as well just chopped off the man parts of every single little boy in America. And they've neutered an entire generation of young boys, trying to convince them that there's a problem with their masculinity. And finally, Generation Z rose up yesterday. And we've had people like Ben Dieter on. He's a member of Gen Z. Brylan Hollihan was on in our live coverage last night. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But these are Gen Z young men who rose up in record numbers yesterday. And they said, we are done. It's over. We are proud to be men. And ladies and gentlemen, if you thought the frat boy summer was something, wait till you see the frat boy fall. It's going to be rocking. So I want to go back to these ideas. God, country, family. Do you understand? That's what moved Roger Ailes at Fox News. That's what moved Donald J. Trump, those values. Donald Trump is a blue-collar billionaire. And I want to get back to Fox. And again, it's to wrap a bow on this, when I walked into Fox News 20 years ago, it was like walking as a journalist, as a broadcaster. It was like walking into the promised land, an entire skyscraper filled with conservative journalists who were willing to be fair and balanced and defend people of faith and stand up for the conservative values. And then I realized when I walked into the building, maybe 1% of the people employed there actually believe that. So there's a lot of authenticity issues within our movement. And along comes Donald Trump. And isn't it interesting how God just uses the most unusual people to accomplish his will and his goals? Isn't that strange? That God would use somebody like, he would elevate somebody like Donald Trump to do that. You know, not a preacher, right? Not a little, oh no, it's Donald Trump. That's who God wants to use. And I think that's brilliant and beautiful. But I want to go back to our audience. I'm saying I'm the audience. Right? When I go out to eat, I go to Cracker Barrel or I go to Waffle House. You can kind of see. I know Dieter wants me to go to those fancy, you know, juice bars where they drink the liquefied lawn clippings. I get that. Nothing wrong with that. That's just not my jam. I love SEC football. I go to a Southern Baptist church on Sunday. I help out. They need chairs moved. I'll move the chairs. You do that too. You're just a regular person, a Joe or Josephine. And for the past 4 years, they have called our grandmothers Nazis. You just think about that for a moment. They called your sweet grandmother, who loves Donald Trump, a Nazi. They called us irredeemable deplorables. I know. We've all heard it before. And I don't know why. And again, you know, the Nazi thing. Okay, come on, get real. And then they called us xenophobes because, and again, keep in mind, the Democrats said, you have to accept the fact that illegals are going to be able to kill Americans on American soil. And if you don't, well, you're a xenophobe. They called us fascist, right? Mocking blue-collar workers. Like there's something wrong with you. Last night on the cable news channels, did you see any of that? Oh, it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. As a matter of fact, and I will say this, I was drinking a lot of coffee this morning, and I... Maybe just some thoughts and prayers here for just a moment, ladies. I'm going to get serious with you for just a moment, if I could. But I am having a bit of a medical issue. I don't know what happened, but my sodium levels have been extremely elevated this morning. And I think it was because, unfortunately, all of those leftist tears were falling into my coffee cup. So I should have had decaf. So all that to say, I'm watching all of this, and they're attacking all of you people who are just hardworking people. Hardworking people, and they think you're ignorant. But you're not ignorant. And you know what? They called us all those things. They called us Nazis and xenophobes and fascists and deplorables, the dregs of society, bitter clingers. They called us garbage, trash, refuse. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump called us his fellow countrymen. And today, we get to call him President-elect. God bless you, Donald Trump. 901-260-5926. We're going to have a celebration today, folks. This is an exciting day for America. We are coming back from the brink, and President Donald J. Trump is ushering in the golden age in America. And we have a front row view of it. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now.
I'm sorry! No! 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 Why? 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 Ah! Why? 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 Do you really hate me that bad?
Oh, we love you. Welcome back, everybody. Wow. The meltdowns are unbelievable. By the way, The View, we understand they actually had first responders pre-positioned outside of the studios. That's over on the Upper West Side, ABC Studios. And here is Sunny Hostin, Cut 27.
I don't know. I'm profoundly disturbed. I think if you look at the New York Times this morning, the headline was America Makes a Perilous Choice. I think that in 2016, we didn't know what we would get from a Trump administration, but we know now. And we know now that he will have almost unfettered power.
That's right, Sonny. Go make me a sandwich, darling. Look, here's the deal, and this is fascinating. We may have a constitutional crisis on our hand because Kamala Harris has yet to concede the race, right? I mean, you talk about a threat to democracy. You do wonder, is it possible that Kamala Harris is now a threat to democracy? Hashtag insurrection. All right, let's work in some calls here. Let's go to Norman in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Norman. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Starnes. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Pleasure to finally speak to you.
Welcome, sir.
When I woke up this morning and saw and found out that Trump won, because I kind of felt those off last night, the first words that went through my mind, has been going through my mind ever since, was Reagan saying, "It's morning in America again."
I love that, Norman. Yeah, you're right. It is morning in America again.
And I'll tell you what, Harris showed how shallow, small, and childish she is by not even bothering to come out and address her supporters, some of whom have probably been there all day long. I know if I'm one of them, I'm going to be very happy, you know, at least come around and say, hey, thanks for showing up. You know what I'm saying?
You go out there, and Norman, it's about being gracious. It's about having good manners. It's about doing the right thing. And you're right. And I'll get to that a little bit. I've got a lot to say about Kamala Harris's behavior last night. But that really exposes the true nature of her character. This is a dark-souled woman. And we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later. Norman, God bless you. We want to thank our friends at WCBM in Baltimore for carrying our live coverage last night. Ben Dieter and I did 6 hours of live election night coverage. It was a lot of fun. All right, here's the deal. We're coming up on a break for your bottom of the hour news. We're going to go right to your calls coming up after the break. We've got a line open, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Here's what I want you to do in the meantime. You go directly to TonStearns.com and you get yourself a signed copy of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. You're going to need it. It is the handbook for what happens next in this great country. Man, is it a great day to be an American. Anybody dancing at the Longstreet Cafe yet? What about the Smokehouse Barbecue joint? Come on, folks. Put a little pep in your step today, America.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
And so what you've seen in the last couple of weeks, if this is an audition for managing a complex organization like the United States, Kamala Harris has passed the audition flawlessly. This has been, in many ways, a perfect campaign, a brief, but and she had barely any time to put it together. But just as a managerial matter, it's been brilliantly done. She's reached out to every possible constituent.
All right. Okay. There we go. That was Joyless Reid on MSDNC yesterday. You know, it's interesting. There was a lot of talk about the childless cat ladies. Remember that? The childless cat ladies. Everybody was all upset. And it turns out, though, we have not seen all of the exit poll data, but we're now believing that many of those childless cat ladies actually went with Donald Trump. And I want to know why, because the one thing worse than calling a childless cat woman a childless cat woman is eating her cat. And so I'm not sure the Democrats took that into consideration. They didn't factor that into the equation, that the Haitians eating the cats might actually be a turnoff for the childless cat ladies, who are now childless catless ladies. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Marie in Athens, Georgia. Hi, Marie. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I was just calling to say thank you guys for your whole team, for all the hard work you guys did, and to the whole country. We voted, and yay! And we did it. And then we have to keep praying for our team there so that as days come, but today's a good celebration.
I think it's a great celebration, Marie, and you're very kind. The team here worked until the wee hours. I think we left about, what, 1 o'clock or so, 2 o'clock, and it's been absolutely insane. So Marie, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for listening. Let's go to David in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, real quick, try to keep this quick as possible. Love all y'all do, but I think there's two moments a lot of people aren't talking about in this campaign. The first one, when Vivek called out Rona McDaniel at the primary and got her the heck out of there and we replaced him with Laura Trump and the other fellow, I can't remember his name. The way they dealt with the chicanery that was happening yesterday all over the country was quick, swift, got rid of it quickly and shut it down wherever it happened, which was not the case under Rona McDaniel. Secondly, all the things Trump was doing that people thought was crazy, like going on Theo Von, going on all these other podcasts, that was excellent. 2 and 3 hours of people of him just sitting basically having a fireside chat with somebody humanized him a lot more than he was in 2020 and 2016 for a lot of people. And I think that was a brilliant move on his part. And the last thing was his campaigns in New York, New Jersey, other places like that, his rallies. That's what got him the popular vote, because he was able to carve out 50, 100, 200,000. Who'll ever know the real number? But I believe that was a brilliant move, because even though he won the Electoral College, now they can't say, oh, yeah, but he didn't win the, you know, the national, you know, the popular vote. Yeah, he did. So that was a brilliant move, I thought, too. I just didn't know what you thought.
Yeah, look, I think so. Look, here's the deal. Donald Trump now has a mandate that Joe Biden actually did not have. And I can, if I can find the data, I'll get this to you and we'll share this momentarily. But Donald Trump has a mandate. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College vote, and they're still counting. And those numbers are just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, David. So at the end of the day, there's going to be people, and it's already happening, and I've already gotten a little bit of flack for this. Because they're saying, well, Donald Trump, and you know how this goes, and they're doing this on Fox. Well, now what Trump needs to do is reach across the aisle. No, he does not. Stop that. As a matter of fact, if President Trump tries to reach across the aisle, somebody get a ruler and smack him on the knuckles. Because we don't need to be reaching out, David. We have a mandate. And I am sick and tired of people cutting deals with a political party that calls us all a bunch of Nazis. They have no business being in power in government, and there's no way that we need to be compromising with people like that.
Amen, brother. And that's why if I called you a Nazi for 2 years solid and then at the end of it said, hey, I want to get along with you, what does that make me? That makes me a hypocrite and a liar. Or, you know, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So I'm getting tired of that junk, too. And it's a new day. It's a new day in America, and I think a new day for the Republican Party. The old ways like you're talking about there, those are dead and gone.
That's right.
Coming back.
Democrats are scorched earth, and that's exactly how we have to be. We have got, there is so much work to be done, and I don't want to alarm anybody here, but let me tell you, prices are not going to come down immediately overnight, all right? A lot of this stuff is going to take some time. Our country is in shambles, economically, culturally, morally, and it's going to take a lot to undo all of this damage that's been done. So we've got to be patient. But we also have to make sure that every single person that we sent to Capitol Hill, and there will be a debate this week on who the next Senate majority leader is going to be, and it cannot be a Mitch McConnell Jr. It just can't be. And we'll get into more of that a little bit later on. David, thank you for the call. All right, I want to go back to The View. Ben Dieter is monitoring developments there, and apparently there's been a massive breakdown. Let's listen.
I'm surprised at the result. But I'm not surprised. As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. Mm-hmm. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Well, I think it.
Oh, what the? Look, here's the deal. By the way, has anybody heard from Dougie? Has anybody? I imagine last night, Kamala Harris running around the Naval Observatory. And by the way, you know, they had the security fencing around, and the thought was originally it was to keep the protesters out, but it may have been meant to keep Kamala in. And I just imagine last night she's, what, two or three bottles into Josh, and she's running around, I don't know, spousally abusing poor Doug. You know, it may be verbal abuse, but you know he's catching it. So, I don't know. This morning, no, we don't. We still don't know where she is. What's that, Dieter? No. Well, that could be. So, Dieter suggests that she may be passed out in the bathtub with the collard greens. Could be. I don't know, Dieter. We'll find. And by the way, what about Tim Walz? He just disappeared. Does he not even exist anymore? Take those jazz hands and exit stage left. Pick up a tampon on your way out, Tim. Been good knowing you. Okay, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Charles in Statesville, North Carolina. Hey, Charles, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, this is the greatest political comeback in history. I mean, after all the lawfare, two assassination attempts, character assassinations for the last 8 years, this is just total and complete vindication. And I've been up since about 3 o'clock this morning, so I'm kind of out of it, but I think we need to spike the football all week long. I mean, they in their face, and they deserve it. But, Todd, you're exactly right. This is no time to reach across the aisle. This is time to set things right. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But I tell you, Todd, when he gets back in there on January the 20th, first thing I want to see him do is pardon every single J6 prisoner, every grandmother that's been arrested and sitting in jail for protesting an abortion clinic. I want him to fire Christopher Wray, Mark Milley, all those deep staters that have collaborated against him. And then he needs to go to work in Congress with somebody, hopefully the likes of a Ted Cruz as the majority leader, not a John Thune, who's the clone of Mitch McConnell. But he's got a lot he can accomplish in 100 days, but he just needs to, keep his nose to the grind, get these illegals deported, get this country back on the right trajectory, and I think the rest will take care of itself. But for right now, I mean, it's just a great moment.
Oh, it is celebration time.
I can't even contain myself.
Celebration time, Charles. I'm telling you, I don't... What's that famous hot dog joint over there in Statesville? I know they came out for a big book event over at the radio station. Grab a hot dog and dance in the streets, ladies and gentlemen, with great abandon.
I would love to see Kamala Harris right now. You know, the fact that she has not even made a congratulatory call, conciliatory statement, or even addressed her supporters just speaks to the classlessness of who she is. And just what a complete and total fraud she is.
Yeah, look, it's a great point. Charles, I got to run. Thank you for the call. On that note, by the way, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton, she did the exact same thing, right? Remember that back in 2016 at the Javits Convention Center over on New York City's, the Hudson River? And you had all the supporters there, and they wanted to have it at the Javits. There was a reason why, because Hillary was going to break the glass ceiling, and the Javits has a glass ceiling. And I thought to myself, do you really want to be under the – are they literally going to shatter the glass ceiling? That would be really awful. I mean, if Hillary killed a lot of her supporters, that would be tragic. So anyway, I mean, you've got the numbers coming in, and you've got the Subaru driver there with the magenta hair screaming, no, no. And where was Hillary? Hillary could have run down from her presidential suite in the hotel, and she could have comforted this large Marge girl who was just losing her collective mind. But Hillary stayed in her hotel room and refused to come out. They sent a campaign flagged out to do the dirty work. And that's what they did last night. Howard University, thousands of people outside waiting and waiting and waiting hours. And I don't think they even had any food. By the way, James Rosen, during my Newsmax TV show last night, was broadcasting live from Howard University. He said, Starnes, you're not going to believe this. They are literally still building Kamala's stage. I mean, that should have already been built like a week ago. So it was complete disorganization. And I think they knew going into election day that it was over, that it was done. But you think about this. Thousands of devoted fans, thousands. And she was a no-show. Not even a simple thank you. Not even to say, you know what, guys, it's not looking good, but you know what? We're still in the fight. Give me a few. We're going to wait for some more numbers to come back, and then we'll come back and we'll figure all this out together. But I just want to say, God love you. I know they don't believe in God, but, deity love you. No, mankind, I don't know what they would say. But anyway, that didn't happen. She pitched a temper tantrum. All right, let's go to Mary in North Carolina. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind? Oh, we did, yes. So you're excited. Okay, go on.
I am so excited. You know, after the polls closed, I sent out a text to all my prayer warriors. I said, okay, we've done what we could. Now we kneel to God, and it's in God's hands. He's got to take the wheel. And let's pray for his mercy and his providence. And save our USA!
Jesus, take the wheel! As Carrie Underwood said, it's in the Bible.
Oh my God, I went to sleep like at 3 o'clock. I have to take another blood pressure pill.
I'm shocked!
I haven't been so happy in years. Oh, that is awesome. And you know what? I know we still, now we have the real fight because they're going to do everything they can to put all the obstacles. And you know how the Bible says, ask big and dream big. I ask for big. I want the house. I want the presidency. And I want the Senate. I want it all. And he deserves it.
Mary, to quote Oprah, you get the Senate, you get the House, you get the White House, you get it all, Mary.
Well, Oprah's not one of my favorite people.
I know. You got to work with me here, Mary.
But I understand the comparison.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that.
I just think that we all should be giving thanks to Lord Almighty. And this is an omen. We all have to work together. The people, we the people, spoke up and said, you're not going to take it away from us. You're not going to take it away from us. And now we need to unite and get this country back on track, Todd.
Wow.
God bless you and thank you for your program.
Well, Mary, God bless you. And wow, what a great call. By the way, might want to check that BP, Mary. I just want to pass that out there. Be excited. And I know you're, and folks, I think there are a lot of people like Mary out there that are just fired up because for so many years, they have been squashing us with their jackboots. And those days are over. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, going right back to the phone lines. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
DJ Khaled! Hey! Yes. Yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never
get. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're having a great time. We're having a party. 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen, 3 hours. Broadcast excellence. All right, we're good now. Thank you, guys. All right. By the way, I want to point something out here, and this is pretty fascinating. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump was working the fry line at McDonald's, and now he's about to become the next president of these great United States. What a country we live in, right? You can work at McDonald's and then go and become president, and that's the problem with Kamala. You actually have to work at McDonald's to get a bigger job. Let's go to Mark in Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I think it's a glorious day indeed, wouldn't you say?
Indeed.
You know, one of the thoughts I had on this was that we watched this administration lie to the American people for 4 long years, and it was just an endless lie. You know, I'll take you back to day one when he ended the pipeline and all the American workers on the pipeline lost their jobs. If you remember, they trotted out Pete Buttigieg, and he said all of these fired workers are going to get good, high-paying, green energy union jobs. Remember that?
Okay, Mark.
And of course, none of them did. I mean, they started out lying to the American public. And one of the things I thought about was Kamala paid a wicked price for the reality that she just wouldn't tell the truth when they asked her, you know, when did you start seeing this president decline in his mental faculty? She she never would answer the question.
It's a fair point. Mark, I hate to do this. We are coming up against the top of the hour here, and thank you for calling in. Look, she is a liar, and the American people know it. And the reality is that the American people are very smart. Now, I want to go back to a very interesting point here, that Kamala Harris has yet to call to concede the race. Now, if this had been Donald Trump, and by the way, they did this to Donald Trump, so the media is giving her a pass here. She should have called. Joe Biden should have called, but nobody called. Nobody called. She has not conceded the race. So right now, we are in something of a little bit of a constitutional crisis, but it could get really interesting because she actually has to certify the election results as president of the Senate. So the question now is, will she do that? And I don't know, folks, it's just sounding a little insurrection-y to me. Maybe it's just me, but it's sounding a little insurrection-y. Oh, by the way, did you see Mrs. Dr. First Lady Joe Biden went out to vote yesterday? She was wearing a bright red Republican outfit. I'm thinking 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue went 2-0 for Donald J. yesterday. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great day to be an American. So we have got a lot of folks that are wanting to weigh in, and I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Robin Poffman was a part of our live election coverage last night. And Robin, wow, what a night. What do you make of what happened last night?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I started out on your show last night saying that my fantasy would be that it was a red wave, that it was a Ronald Reagan sweep, you know. And I have to tell you, Todd, it wasn't the full Reagan, but we almost got there, and we did get the red wave, and we did take back the Senate, and there is a possibility that we could also win the House, and then it would be the trifecta of win. And, you know, you talk about Trump and a man who I believe in my gut that God saved his life. This man was shot at twice. He was almost assassinated twice. I remember sitting in my car and hearing the gunshots and screaming to my husband, "They shot him! They shot him!" And to think that we have come to this moment where he is the ultimate comeback kid, it is just, it takes your breath away. It hasn't totally settled into my mind yet. I've been up all night, but it's just absolutely the most historic win. And when we go back and read about this someday in the history books, of all these indictments after indictment after indictment, and really at the end of the day, the American people are very wise and very smart and didn't buy into all the nonsense on the left. Because you go to the grocery store and what used to cost $100 is now $200. You go in for three items, you walk out with 10 items, you know how that goes, and it's like $50 that used to cost you $10. And at the end of the day, people vote for the pocketbook issues. I don't care what anybody says. You know how much money is in your checking account. You know what you've put on those credit cards, and people are fed up.
Robin, I was reading the New York Times this morning, wanted to see what their opinion pages were talking about, and there's a piece by a guy named Brett Stevens who voted for Kamala Harris, but he wrote this pretty condemning expose on the Democrat Party, and I want to get your take on what he said. This one particular line, he said, "Today, the Democrats have become the party of priggishness, pontification, and pomposity. It may make them feel righteous, but how's that ever going to be a winning electoral look?" I mean, that is a pretty harsh thing to say about the Democrats.
It is. And I've been watching, and I was watching last night, flipping around to all the different stations, and you could see the looks on the faces of the Dana Bashes of the world, and then the folks over on MSDNC over there. And you could tell that this thing was going south quickly for Kamala Harris. I mean, she's a bogus candidate to begin with. I mean, look, I cannot name, I wish I could, in her defense, name one thing that this woman did in the Senate. A total waste of time. As vice president, what did she do? Nothing. She didn't get one vote. And they don't have the winning strategy on the left, because when you open the border and you have a wide open globalist border and you believe in the, you know, one world order and that we should be a country with no borders, and you know what, to heck with the American people, with safety and security, not only are we going to let in all these people, but there's going to be terrorists in the crowd, there's going to be gangbangers in the crowd. And look at the Lincoln Rileys of this country, a young, beautiful nursing student in Georgia, out for a jog, murdered by an illegal who was also arrested in New York City. So a double offender, right? And we don't want any more of that to happen to American women, to be raped and murdered at the hands of people who have no business, and I mean absolutely no business, in this country. It infuriates me, Todd, that this has been going on for 4 years, and oh, by the way, is going on while we are speaking, because that border is going to be open until January 20th. This was a big win, not only for Donald Trump, but for ICE agents, for border agents, for police, for firemen, and women that keep us as Americans safe.
Robin, what's the first order of business? Trump's going to have a laundry list of dumpster fires he has to extinguish. What do you think the first one ought to be?
First of all, I love the word dumpster fire. It always brings a smile and a giggle to myself. I always laugh at that word. I love dumpster fire. And you're right, there's dumpster fires absolutely everywhere. And I'm going to tell you that if I were advising him, if I was his Kellyanne Conway, I would say, Mr. President, you sit at that desk in the Oval Office for 24 hours and you rewrite all the executive orders that Biden undid, all those executive orders. You rewrite them, sir, and do 24 hours of executive orders and seal up this country from the southern border with Mexico, our northern border with Canada. We have a lot of slippery people coming in through the north that we're not looking at. And I'm telling you, that is number one on the Robin Poffman list, is locking down that border, finishing the wall, and then get on to the drill, 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 and start this economy rolling. And then have a couple of very intense conversations with world leaders that I'm sure he's going to have between now and Monday, January 20th, to knock off the nonsense, to cut down on all this violence and wars. What about the hostages? Is anybody talking about the Israeli and American hostages? We don't even know if these people are alive or dead, the ones that are still being held in Gaza or wherever. Nobody has any idea. The mainstream media will not cover the story.
That's a fair point. And again, you could have a situation like Ronald Reagan with the Iranian hostages saying, look, if those hostages aren't released, you know, by inauguration day, there's going to be problems.
Yeah, I think this is also a big win for the state of Israel and for
huge.
The Israeli people and
huge.
Americans. Yeah, absolutely huge. That should not be discounted. I want to say one thing. I was on this morning with your boy, Ben Dieter, who I absolutely love. And Ben Dieter on the show was saying, you know, he asked me about the Sonny Hostin's question to Kamala Harris on The View, where he asks her, you know, is there anything that you, I'm paraphrasing, you know, is there anything that you would have done differently in your years with Biden? And she's like, you know, can't really answer the question, right? No, there's nothing I would have done differently. She had nothing on the tip of her tongue, right? And it really took me back. And your audience is very sophisticated and slightly older than his audience. And everybody remembers that Roger, or you learned about it in school, the Roger Mudd asking Teddy Kennedy, why do you want to be president, sir? And he sat there with that same blank look. It literally, I put it on my social media pages. It's the same look of empty where you don't know the answer. You don't have an answer. You don't really want it. You don't really know what you're doing. You're there because of your name, because somebody put you there. It was the same thing with Harris as it was with Kennedy. There's a lot of similarities there. And I really do think that when women watch that on The View, whatever that audience is, and you can't answer a very basic question, you are going to lose. You're going to lose in your own job interview, and you're going to lose the race for president.
So, Robin, I'm catching a little bit of flack on X because I say Trump's got a mandate. He won the popular vote. He got the Electoral College. And there should be no compromise here. There should be no reaching across the aisle. He's got a mandate, and he's got to deliver on that mandate. What say you?
He does, and that means back to $1.99 for my box of blueberries, and that means back to $1.99 for my gallon of gas for my car, for my SUV. And he's got to deliver on those two promises. He's got to seal the border. He's got to stop the wars that are going on globally. He's got to protect U.S. citizens from the terrorist thugs who have walked into this country that we don't have an accounting of. He's got to drill so oil and gas prices are low. And he's really got to take care of the business with countries that want to hurt us, like Iran and others. I really think that when you look at the stock market today and how the Dow futures before the market opened was up to 1,300 points ahead. I mean, Wall Street is going wild. Tesla stock through the roof. Our country could go off like an Elon Musk rocket ship under this man. He is the only person to get it done. I worry about his safety. I pray for the safety of him and his family. And I love J.D. Vance as the vice president. His number two is a rock star.
Yeah, big time. And I think, you know, early on, and Trump mentioned this in his remarks yesterday, that he goes, you know, a lot of people didn't think it was going to be all that great, but J.D. Vance turned out to be the best hire. And J.D. Vance is a kind of a guy that you have confidence could step into the White House, you know, should Trump, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and I like the fact, listen, we have a fentanyl crisis in our country, people addicted to drugs and alcohol. It's very sad. My heart bleeds for people that really need help that are addicts. And this is the guy who has seen addiction up close and personal with his story with his mother. And so here's somebody who had all odds against him, who literally grew up like in a trailer park somewhere in Ohio with an addict as a mother, goes to the military, ends up, you know, getting a law degree and is now vice president of the United States. You talk about someone who is unlikely to have ever made it in this world, let alone to the White House. This is the guy. And then you start to look at 2028 down the road, you know, start to do that on day one, but I have to. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Florida and how Florida just results, the clock stopped, you voted, The results are in. Ron DeSantis, he wasn't really ripe. You know, it was like a fruit on the tree, and it's just not ripe yet to pick. He wasn't ripe for the picking and for this season. But look at the state of Florida and how they've come back from all these hurricanes and how they vote down there. Every single state, Todd, should be voting like Florida. And DeSantis is a role model. He is another rock star in the making, and so is Byron Donald. I mean, the state of Florida, we've got some great people there in the Sunshine State. And also, I was very excited to see Marshall Blackburn reelected,
yep.
Ted Cruz reelected. We've got some real stars in the party.
I think we do. Robin, great reporting as always, and we've got a lot more ground to cover. Again, the VP is expected, we think, later today to finally concede the race and address the country. We'll find out what she wants to do there. But, Robin, great work.
Thank you so much, my friend. God bless America. Finally, MAGA, it's happened.
It has. All right, Robin, thank you very much. By the way, MSDNC now says not only can white people be racist, but they've got some new people groups that can now be considered racist. Cut 23.
I just say really quickly, too, Democrats need to be mature and they need to be honest and they need to say, yes, there's misogyny, but it's not just misogyny from white men.
Mm-hmm.
It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about, who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics that don't want a black woman as president of the United States. You know, the Democratic Party, I've always found when you're sitting around talking, they love to just sort of balkanize everybody into these separate groups and say, oh, white people don't like women and black people. No, it is time for the Democrats to say, okay, and you and I have talked about this before, a lot of Hispanic voters have problems with black candidates.
So there you go. According to MSDNC, blacks and Latinos are sexist, and Latinos are also racist. So you just can't make this stuff up, folks. You just simply cannot. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better, you know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it.
And as long as y'all are going to sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. Well, CBS News is now projecting that Donald Trump wins the state of Michigan. So this news just coming out, and that is certainly good news for President Trump as he continues to add to his electoral college count there. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here from last night. And this is from MSDNC, Andrea Mitchell. Cut number 15, please.
Let's talk about gender writ broadly, though. There certainly has historically been, and is there against her case for election, which will rely heavily on women and the fact that there are more women voters in the United States than men, is that running into headwinds because there are a lot of men who just simply, black and white, men who just simply don't trust a woman to be you know, chief executive, commander-in-chief. They just don't want to vote for a woman.
So there's some sort of misogyny involved. That's, they're trying to grasp here and trying to figure out why it is. No, it's not that America does not want a female commander-in-chief. They just don't want an idiot commander-in-chief. That's ultimately what this is really. It has nothing to do with Kamala Harris being a woman. Now, Tim Walz, on the other hand, all right, well, that's a little questionable. MSDNC also went off on all of you working class folks claiming that you people are just dumb. Cut 16.
I think when it's all said and done, what you're going to see is a huge divide over people who are college educated and not college educated. And if that is the case, what is different is that you could be seeing a realignment about the base of each party. And there are warning signs for everybody here. But if the working class, non-college educated voter is now increasingly a Republican voter, Democrats have to rethink the way in which they sell their policies that absolutely benefit working class Americans and in a targeted fashion.
Yeah, so that's the problem. You know, have you thought about this for just a moment? And again, just step back here and think this through. Is it possible that the reason why the working class in America went for Donald Trump is that by and large, they were not indoctrinated by the government school system? Yeah, they probably got some if they went to a public high school, but they didn't go to college, and that's where the radicalization really takes hold and takes root. And so you wonder, okay, well, maybe that's one of the reasons why you've got so many people in this country now, because a lot of kids are no longer going to college. They're going to a community school college, or they're going to trade school, and so they're not getting that level of indoctrination. Maybe that's what's going on here. Again, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Hey, by the way, folks, head over to the website. We have all sorts of great materials there over at toddstearns.com, including our free newsletter and our free podcast. We'll be right back, folks.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you guys with us. This item from Missouri State University. Missouri State University is offering students self-care products like calm jars, coloring pages, and sensory fidgets. All of this for the days after the election. The university has since deleted the post, leading a lot of people to wonder what exactly a calm jar is. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome our good friend from Liberty University, former Congressman Dave Bratt. Dave, good to have you with us today.
Yes, I'm fascinated. I need a calming jar. This is interesting.
I'll take one of those. I'll take two. What do you make of all of? And this is not the only school, by the way. Multiple universities around the nation are providing services for students who might be suffering mental breaks as a result of Trump's victory.
Well, I mean, on the one hand, you know, you make light of it. And it, on the other hand, I mean, there's a spiritual war going on. And I feel bad for these folks because I think a lot of them have the wrong religion. They're worshiping stuff they shouldn't be worshiping. And then when, you know, a utopian world falls apart, you don't wish that on anybody. Right. But it's part of God's way of doing things. Right. The natural order is fallen. And these folks want to learn the hard way instead of the easy way. You're reading a good book and getting educated and living out the religious life, worshiping the one God. And so, you know, that's my short take on it, but they're just substituting creation for the creator. It's straight up Romans 1.
You know, Dave, looking at the aftermath here from a financial perspective, and you're a business guy, this is the headline from Fox Business. Trump's White House win sends Dow up 1,000 points. What do we read into all of this?
You got a half hour? The short-run effects are obviously positive. And so the common sense reaction is Trump's better for markets and better for the economy and better for, you know, getting rid of wars and will improve productivity a little bit when you're not wasting your money on war. The bad news is, and, you know, I no one wants to say this, but we're in a bubble right now, and it's going to pop, right? And so we got to set the baseline that even though markets like Trump better than Harris, we're living in a market right now where Warren Buffett is the evidence, right? Go out to the Buffett Index. He shows the stock market's overvalued by about 30 or 40%. That's a lot. So do all the other, you know, indices of Nobel laureates. The stock market is way overpriced. The bubble's going to pop. There's going to be bank credit problems. I think everybody kind of knows there's problems there. The real estate market will get hit. And so it's important for conservatives to establish this baseline, right? The fact that Trump just won does not make up for the fact that productivity in this country has been falling for 70 years. We've been cheating, right? We've got $35 trillion in debt right now. That doesn't go away because we just won the presidency, right? And so all of that is deep, deep systemic problems. Trump is way better on these things, right? He's a business guy. He's going to fix a lot of this in shorthand form on day one and year one. And I'm very thankful for that. But I don't want people to get too utopian because if the bubble pops under his watch, that is not his fault.
No, and, you know, the media will blame him for it, but you're right. It's not his fault. And I think, and again, we mentioned this in the first hour of the show. This is not going to get fixed overnight, but I am wondering, right, when do you think the American people will start seeing some relief from inflation?
Well, from inflation, hopefully, you know, he put Elon on the efficiency board, and they get the COVID budget, which is $7 trillion, back down to, when I was in there, down to $5 trillion. And if you lower the spending, then the Federal Reserve doesn't print money, and that immediately takes away the inflation pressure, right? And so that's the piece. Inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon, right? That's Milton Friedman. If the Federal Reserve prints money, you get inflation, right? And one of the reasons they print money is to make up for government spending, which is separate from the Federal Reserve. But that's the big piece, and I think Trump wants to solve it. Elon definitely will take a crack at the spending part. But the president wants to keep the global reserve currency, right? He wants to keep the dollar and the dollar strong. And I think that's where he'll have a particularly huge effect, right? He knows how to somehow deal with China and Russia and the Middle East in all the hot spots, right, in the Red Sea and the Yemen. And I think he's going to get those solved in short form. The other side, you know, it was in favor of war funding in the hundreds of billions. And he's against it. And so that right there is kind of shorthand summary.
Dave Brandt from Liberty University on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And, Dave, I'm curious, the mood there in Virginia. I know there was some hope that Virginia might go red, but I think, you know, that would have been a miracle. But still, it looks like, you know, Republicans made some good gains in the state.
Yeah, it got much better. But, you know, I mean, as an economist, you can kind of just run a regression or do a correlation. It's like New York City. You know, I was up there driving around with the big business guy in real estate, whatever, and he gave me the rough rundown of how many people, the percentage of New Yorkers who get a check in one way or the other from the federal government, the state government, the local government, the unions, the whatever. and it's over 50%. And so in Virginia, we used to be red and conservative, but now the swamp, right, has the eight of the top 10 richest counties right around D.C. Some of them are in Virginia. They all are dependent on the check. And now the checks reach down all the way down to Fredericksburg at a minimum. And then you have the defense contractors out east. And then you got the state government in Richmond. And so you can see, right, what this is why socialism falls apart, because the economy is based on who's getting a check from the government instead of on making stuff and having a productive economy. And so Virginia, we made about as much of a stride as you could under Trump. He's a unique, one-of-a-kind figure. And now it's incumbent on Christians, because we underperformed, right? We got 100 million people in this country. And if we were just rational and had common sense, this country would be doing a lot better. But we had our head in the sand. And so you're not always going to get a Trump to save you. And so now it's up to the Christians and the people of faith to get their head on straight and start fixing stuff.
Well said. Dave, we're going to leave it there. A great week for America, a great night for America, and we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Dave Brandt, everybody, from Liberty University. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's try to work in a phone call here. Mike in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Todd. Good to talk to you again. Hey, I just wanted to express how despicable. I lost sleep last night, which was well worth it to stay up and watch what was happening last night, and how despicable it was of Kamala Harris to just diss out on the people that were there to support her. I could not believe that when they sent all those people home and she couldn't even show her face. I was just like, what kind of person is she that she would want all this support and then do that to her loyal supporters? And then I was anxiously awaiting when Donald Trump came out and when he talked about the border cleanup and everything. And I think that's the first thing he should handle. And I think, you know, these people that came across the border, they came across under the direction of the Biden administration. And I don't hold them totally at fault. So I think, to be fair to them, Mr. Trump should just give them 30 days to voluntarily leave the country. And then after that, then they should be arrested and escorted out of the country.
Who should be arrested? And who should be arrested?
All the illegals that came across that border.
Yeah, look, I say don't even give them the, I mean, the problem is if you say, all right, you're going to have 30 days to leave the country, they're just going to go somewhere else. I say let's round them up. I'd like to see a row as far as the eye could see of U-Hauls. Folks, pack up your stuff and head back to where you came from, and then you can actually apply legally to come to America like everybody else.
You're right. I do agree with that, but I thought, you know, just to be generous and fair, you know, to give them the opportunity to realize what they did was wrong, give them the opportunity to go back across the border under their own free will, so that it doesn't have to be done by force. And because I think it would just look better, not only on Trump's sake, but on the people of the country, and giving them that opportunity. But if they don't comply, then yeah, you got to round them up, you got to bus them, you got to truck them, whatever it takes, and put them back across the border and send them back where they came from.
All right. Well, Mike, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the call. Again, folks, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, not sure if you caught the Newsmax television coverage last night, wall to wall, but now you have an opportunity to own a part of Newsmax. That's right, President Trump is a big fan, and if the president's a fan, well, you ought to be too. So go to NewsmaxInvest.com, and you can get information on how you can buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any planned IPO. Forbes magazine is calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. And again, if you want information on how to become a co-owner, you can go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Be sure to consult with your attorney or financial advisor, and then you'll be able to get more information. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, let's go to LJ, Georgia, in the North Georgia Mountains. Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. What's going on?
Todd, it was a great night last night. I always enjoy watching you on Newsmax. So at my county of Gilmer, we went 81% for Trump last night, and all the counties in North Georgia close to us did approximately the same. So it was a great day, I think, for taxpayers and stockholders, and I've never been more optimistic about the future, Todd. And, of course, your radio show and your appearances on Newsmax, you help us achieve our conservative goals, and I just want to say thank you to you for all you do, and we're going to have a good time now because we won last night, and I think the future looks great, and I'm looking forward to listening to you for many years and watching you on Newsmax.
Well, Joe, thank you for that, and we appreciate your great support. It was a great long night, early morning for the country, but it was a good day, and Joe, thank you for calling in. And this just coming in, Fox News Channel is now reporting that Kamala called Donald Trump to congratulate him on his landslide victory. So that information just now breaking, and we'll be following those details. I'm telling you, folks, it is a great day to be a patriot in America. A great day. Let's go to Danny in Selmer, Tennessee. Hi, Danny. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. I just want to add two real quick points that I think in general the response from the left is that we did nothing wrong, the voters got it wrong, and it's not our fault, it's all their fault. It's kind of what they're thinking, and it summarized what they've all been saying. And the other quick thought I had was early on, we saw signs of possible cheating and illegal vote, illegal immigrants possibly having an opportunity to vote. And I wonder how large the margins would be if any of that actually did occur.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Danny, because I think I have somewhat of an answer here for you. So Grace Baker, Grace pulled the popular vote totals going all the way back to 2012. All right. And I want you to tell me what number sticks out as weird. In 2012, Barack Obama, hold on just a second, we have me on my phone here, Danny. In 2012, Obama got 65 million votes. In 2016, Donald Trump got 62 million votes. In 2020, Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And then in 2024, Trump got 71 million votes. What number stands out to you?
Actually, I was recalling some different figures, and I was thinking there's around 14 million that's unaccounted for. It just kind of seemed to not.
Okay, no. Let me give you the answer here, Danny, is the 81 million. Those numbers, they don't make any sense. And now we know that. But when you look at the totals that came out in 2024, those something's not right there. And I'm going to tell you the difference here. And the big winners are Laura Trump and Michael Whatley and the RNC, because they dispatched over 500 attorneys to every battleground state. They were there. We had poll watchers out the wazoo. We made it very, very difficult for them to cheat. That's what happened. And so, yeah, I think there, when you look at the numbers, and you realize, well, wait a second, this isn't possible. So, because again, if you're going by 2020 numbers, the Democrats voted for Joe Biden 81 million, but they only voted for Kamala Harris 66 million. There's no way. There's no way. So that tells me there were fraudulent votes in the 2020 presidential race. Look, there's so much to celebrate today. We're going to be able to do a deep dive into this. But if you're looking for the evidence that there was some shenanigans going on, yeah, that was the that's the shenanigans. Danny, appreciate the call. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark. Well, what'd you think?
Oh, man, incredible. I was going to say you could do that theme song, Silent Night, for Kamala, but she's called in. You know, I don't drink much, but Mr. Crown did me in last night. I got lost my voice. I've got a hangover. I called about 30 of my friends at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're like, why are you waking me up? I go, Trump won. What? They all jumped up and started watching TV. So I'm so excited what's going to happen. What a good day it is today. Thank God for what's happened. You know, I hope he, you know, I'm looking forward to maybe getting some more justices in there. I hope Elon Musk and Trump get together, like you said, on these financial situations we're going through. Maybe help North Carolina out a little bit, try to figure out how to handle what happened over there. Maybe see, get them some housing or something. But there's so many things to look forward to today. You know, thank God, you know, all these years of talking to you and it finally just paid off. What a blessing.
It was a great day for the country, and I know our audience, I mean, you guys are, you know, on that front line, right? You're mobilized, you're involved, and this really is now Trump's America. And this is a nation that has decided we want to embrace the Trump agenda. So it's a great day, and it's deserved to celebrate, well-deserved, Mark, and we certainly appreciate all the times you've been calling in. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've had a good time. I've got a lot of friends that listen to you, and I hope they're not afraid to talk on radio, but I've told them in North Carolina, Connecticut, to start calling you because they're listening to you now. And you kind of, I tell people about your station, and I said, if you listen to Todd, he will ease your mind. You'll have a better understanding of the day. And that's why I started listening to you years ago. Thank you for what you do. You know, thank God, thank Trump. I'm so excited. It's going to be a good, good, good 4 years.
Yes, it is, Mark. All right. Well, what a great way to end this hour. Mark, always appreciate hearing from you. And folks, hang tight. We have another full hour tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax TV. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're not dreaming, America. No, it really happened in the wee hours of the morning. I told you so. I told you so, folks. I saw this coming a mile away, and it was a great night. Continues to be a great day. Michigan just went for President Trump, and we also understand that Kamala Harris has made the phone call to the future president of these great United States. Well, our next guest was there and saw all of this happen in real time last night. Monica Crowley, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. Monica, great to have you with us today. Tell us about last night.
Well, it's so great to be with you, Todd, on this most momentous day. And I have to say, as a Trump OG, somebody who's been with President Trump literally from day one, June 16th, 2015, this is a very emotional day for me because this has been quite an extraordinary journey over the last 9.5 years from the moment he came down that escalator. And I saw something in him that I had never seen in any other political leader. And I just knew back then that he was going to pull the whole thing off. And to see this journey of through thick and thin and ups and downs and the system just relentlessly targeting this man, throwing the kitchen sink at him, to have him come back last night and win a landslide victory, not a squeaker, not nothing questionable out there, but a true mandate to make America great again and bring us back from the precipice is breathtaking in the scope and the historical importance of what happened and then the challenges that lie ahead.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Monica. Bob Barr earlier today said that they need to just go ahead and call an end to all of the prosecutions of President Trump. It's over. Let's go ahead and pack up and go home.
Well, yes. I mean, he's exactly right. None of this lawfare should have been begun in the first place. But now that these cases are well down the road, but they're all falling apart, he is exactly right, of course, that all of this stuff, which is completely bogus, should just be dismissed out of hand. But of course, when they do that, that is a tacit admission that all the lawfare that they threw at him was completely political. Right, because now he's won. He's the president-elect, as well as being the former president. So if they dismiss all of this, it's just tipping their hand that was all political in nature and nothing based in the rule of law at all, because Donald Trump did literally nothing wrong. So I'm not sure that it's all going to be dismissed. I mean, Jack Smith better lawyer up. Merrick Garland better watch his back. Liz Cheney better call her lawyers, because all of this stuff, the Russia hoax, January 6th, classified documents, everything that they have thrown at this man for 9.5 years, nothing has stuck because, again, he's done nothing wrong. But they have abused the law and they have abused power in order to try to, quote, get Trump. Well, accountability is going to have to happen here, because we're either a nation of laws or we're not. And Donald Trump is coming in. He's basing so much of his campaign and now his second presidency on the rule of law, restoring law and order. Well, the left has been saying nobody is above the law. Well, exactly so. So they better all call their lawyers and have them on direct dial, because if there is going to be accountability, it's not revenge. It's not retribution. It is called justice.
Well said. And again, I'm catching a little bit of flack because the types are out there and they're already saying, well, you know, Trump needs to reach out to the other side and we need to extend the hand. I disagree. We've got a mandate, and I'm sick and tired of negotiating with people that have been out there calling me Hitler for the past 2 years. I'm tired of it, Monica. And I say we've got the mandate. Let's lead. Let's govern.
Well, that's exactly right, because the left, the Democrats certainly do that.
Of course.
When they get in power, they leave no stone unturned. There's no apologies. And frankly, there's no mercy for the other side. For goodness sakes, they've tried to jail and kill their political opponent named Donald Trump. You know, when President Trump was campaigning in 2016, remember the chant, lock her up, about Hillary, because of all Hillary's crimes, including being the origin of the Russia hoax. And yet, when President Trump came into office, he did not pursue charges against Mrs. Clinton because he didn't want to tear the country apart. And he wanted to be magnanimous in his victory. Well, that only goes so far when the country is hanging by a thread and the other side has completely destroyed the rule of law, attacked the Constitution, attacked free market capitalism, abused their power. There has to be accountability if you're going to restore the country back to its foundations and to a legal basis and a constitutional basis. There has to be accountability. So all of these people who have abused their power, they got to be shaking in their boots today, and they should. If you can't do the time, then you shouldn't do the crime.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Monica, we're also very excited to announce that we have retaken control of the Senate. And it looks like we're on our way to retaking the House of Representatives. But honestly, the leadership question of the Senate has to be decided this week. They're having those discussions. Who do you like for the job as Senate Majority Leader?
Well, you know, look, I have not been a big fan of the current Senate leader for the Republicans, Mitch McConnell. He has proven himself over many decades to be an establishment tool, an instrument of the establishment, not MAGA. Not America First. So I thank him for his service, but I won't be sad to see him leave the leadership position. I think Senator Rick Scott of Florida, whose name is in the ring, I think he would be an extraordinary leader. He comes out of Florida, which is a free state, and he understands America first. He believes in America first. He's a close ally to President Trump. I believe he just won re-election. So I think he would be an outstanding candidate. Now, there are a couple of McConnell acolytes, including John Thune, and there's somebody else who is running as well. But
Cornyn, you know, yeah, John Cornyn.
John Cornyn, thank you. I think they are too closely aligned with McConnell and with that whole kind of establishment approach that is not aligned to where the Republican base is. It's no longer a Mitch McConnell party or Jeb Bush or Mitt Romney or John McCain party. It is a Donald Trump America First party. And if you have a leader in the Senate who is not closely aligned with that, that is bad news. So my choice would be Senator Rick Scott.
Monica Crowley is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. Monica, let's talk about that podcast. I have to imagine you're going to have a lot to say in the coming days.
Well, yes, and actually, thank you for bringing it up. You can find it on Rumble at the Monica Crowley podcast, also on Google, Apple, and Spotify as well. Yesterday, I did a pre-election show that was huge with Stephen K. Bannon, my dear friend and now former political prisoner. And today, I did an extraordinary show. I hope everybody will check it out, really deconstructing the meaning of what we have just been through, not just over the last 24 hours with this huge victory, but over the last 9.5 years, and actually going back about 100 years, because you got to understand the history of how we got here and the challenges ahead and how we're going to bring America back. So please, everybody, go check it out. I really appreciate that.
Monica, real quick, before we let you go, you mentioned Steve Bannon and the J6 prisoners. There are a lot of folks calling in today saying that needs to be the first order of business, is to pardon those people, set them free, and also any of the pro-lifers who were thrown in prison during the Biden administration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Innocent Americans, the nonviolent J6 offenders who have been withering away in prison without due process now for almost 4 years. It has been a disgrace, a stain on our nation. They and the people who have been arrested for praying, simply praying outside abortion clinics and so on, they have been jailed by this regime. Parents who have protested at school board meetings, who have had charges against them, etc. All of those Americans who have been exercising their freedom to assemble, their freedom of speech, their freedom of religion, all of them need to be pardoned with a swipe of a pen on day one, January 20. Next year, I look forward to that. And, you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So we're not seeking vengeance here, but we are seeking justice and yeah. It's coming.
All right, Monica, we're going to leave it there. Congratulations. It was looked like just an incredibly fun night down in Florida. And, folks, go check out Monica's podcast. It's available on Rumble, other platforms as well, the Monica Crowley podcast. Thanks, Monica.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
Could you imagine the scene? Just think about this in Washington, D.C. So Trump puts his hand on the Bible. He takes the oath of office. The parades are happening. So you've got the inauguration parades. And while that's happening, you've got all the J6 prisoners are being set free because of the executive orders, the pardons. And while they're going, they're being set free out of the prisons. You've got all the illegal aliens being put into the prisons for deportment. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen, the deportation of all of these folks? I just think it's a brilliant thing. What an amazing visual there in Washington, D.C., if we could see that happen. All right, let's try to work in a quick call here. Let's say hello to Kathy in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to say how good it felt this morning to get up, to wake up and not have that knot in the pit of my stomach. Oh, what are they going to do to us next? That I have been feeling for 4 years. That knot in my stomach got bigger after Afghanistan. But anyway, I just wanted to say how much better I felt this morning. And also, all of the prayers that we've been praying, we need to not stop that, because God has delivered a huge miracle to us. And we've been on our knees. Now we need to do our part in return.
You know what's interesting, Kathy? We had Ralph Reed on from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He was on our live coverage last night, hosted by Ben Dieter and Pamela Furr and myself. And Ralph said that he believes the numbers of faith-based voters who went out and voted was at an all-time high, set an all-time record. He was estimating between 85 and 90% of faith-based voters got out and voted on Election Day. And I think ultimately, you know, Kathy, when you look at what happened last night, you do have to understand this one thing, this one truth, that when good people stand down, bad things happen. But when good people stand up and in this case go and vote, we see great things happen in this country. So, Kathy, thank you for praying, and I'm glad you feel relieved. You should all feel relieved. Look, I know it's a lot of people are breathing a big sigh of relief today, and you should. We have been through a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen, and now we have a bit of a respite, and that's what this is. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Coming back with your calls, this is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's go to Boston, our good friend Connor. And Connor, what was the celebration like?
Todd, it is a very good day in our country. We've finally taken back our country. It's going to be a celebration for the next 4 years, my friend.
I'm with you. And it was so exciting to see so many young people getting out and, number one, voting, but voting for Donald Trump and other Republicans.
I agree, and I think, you know, younger people and just, you know, the electorate in general is excited for President Trump and excited for a new morning in America. You know, you hear Biden and you hear Kamala Harris say the same thing, basically, about calling us garbage, deplorables, the whole nine yards. But you know what we did last night? We took out the garbage last night, and we reclaimed our country. So the working men and the working women of America, we reclaimed our country. And we made Donald Trump the 47th president of the United States and elected him for the third time.
Wow, we sure did. And when you look at the numbers, you look at the popular vote numbers, you can see it. You can see what actually happened in 2020.
It's a red tsunami. And you know what? Like Reagan said, it is a new day. It is morning in America.
You know, it's interesting, though, Connor. This was not a situation where you voted top to bottom for Republicans, because in North Carolina, for example, which Trump won the state, Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor, went down in a pretty significant defeat there. It was not even close. So I think a lot of people, when they were going to the polls, if they were not Robinson fans, I know Carrie Lake is still sort of struggling in Arizona right now, but Arizona has still not been called, as far as I know.
Right. Yeah. No. And you know what? I think really just speaks to how much folks love President Trump and just how they're enthusiastic about him. But you know, we definitely do. Moving forward in North Carolina, we definitely have to reclaim that the governor's mansion, and hopefully Carrie Lake will pull through. I'm a huge fan of Carrie Lake.
Indeed, indeed. Connor, good hearing from you, my friend. I suspected you might be celebrating. Let's go to Ray in the Chicago suburbs. Hi, Ray. What say you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Hey, I just want to say Jesus Christ is my savior. I mean, I woke up. My job yesterday is to pray. We went to our church, a small little town Baptist church, prayed, and one of the guys, Adam, he said, "You know, I'm going to do this every hour." I said, "Let's do it." So every hour, I was praying. My wife was doing her thing at the polls, doing her thing. But man, just being a January 6th, I was there. You forgot about it. And I feel like that was robbed from me. And now I could say, hey, you know what? That patriot is back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad. I mean, hey, I saw you at Lancaster. I was excited. You signed my white book. You know, I'm in cloud nine right now.
It's an exciting day, Ray, isn't it? And again, you can just see that things are going to be okay. You know, we came to the brink in this country. And the American people stepped up, went out there, voted, and we're stepping back from the abyss. And I'm very excited about the next 4 years in America.
I am too. I mean, just walking around an eggshell was January 6th. And every time you saw somebody, you hear somebody next town over getting arrested was there. Never met the guy, heard about it. You're always just walking on eggshells. But, you know, I show my dad. He's just a diehard Democrat, you know, blue-collar worker. And I said, Dad, it's the pictures right here. Let me show you. And so, son, I don't understand. The news says this and that. Dad, it doesn't matter. They're lying to you. It's the fake news. Man, 78 years old, 44 years in the steel mills. It's all he knows. And he can't get away from the Democrat mindset, you know, plantation mindset. It just blows my mind. I could show him. I could tell him. And I just feel like for a long time I couldn't say nothing about it because I might get arrested. Now, you know what? I was there. I had the pictures to prove it and all of it, you know. And thank God I know Jesus is my Savior. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, Ray, I appreciate the call. And we're coming up on a break. And we appreciate you listening to us. Again, folks, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. And I want to say this Mark Robinson thing, it was just a rough campaign, folks. And when you have those many allegations coming out and the explanations, the voters of North Carolina just were not willing to accept that. And the good news is that it did not impact Donald Trump at all. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the minority vote, and there was some big, big exit polling data we want to get to. Also in California, Californians are saying no to soft on crime. George Soros DA got booted in a landslide there. We'll tell you more about that. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show, everybody. So very happy to have you with us. You know, I am so impressed with Scott Jennings. I've been watching him. I was watching a lot of the CNN coverage last night, kind of popping back and forth. And I will tell you, Scott Jennings really did a great job of explaining what exactly the problem was and the problem that Americans had with the Democrats and why Trump won. This is Scott Jennings, Cop 13.
This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for the first time since, for a Republican, for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just the regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids. And they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives. I also feel like this election, as we sit here and pore over this tonight, is something of an indictment of the political information complex. I mean, we've been sitting around here for the last couple of weeks, and the story that was portrayed was not true. I mean, we were told Puerto Rico was going to change the election. Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley voters, women lying to their husbands. Before that, it was Tim Walz in the camo hats. Night after night after night, we were told all these things and gimmicks were going to somehow push Harris over the line. And we were just ignoring the fundamentals. Inflation, people feeling like that they were barely able to tread water at best. That was the fundamentals of the election. And so I think that both parties should always look at the results of an election and figure out what went right and what went wrong. But I think for all of us who cover elections and talk about elections and do this on a day-to-day basis, we have to figure out how to understand, talk to, and listen to the half of the country that rose up tonight and said, we've had enough.
Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, this was what I was saying in the opening of this show, is that the media, the Democrats, the academic community in this country, And they're not going to do it, but they need to do some self-inflection, and they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Malik Abdul, who's a regular guest on my Newsmax TV show, and Malik is a Republican strategist. Malik, good to have you with us on the radio side today.
Thanks for having me. First time on.
Well, I wanted to get your take on the specifically the numbers of minority voters who decided to vote Republican, many of them for the first time. Last night during my national news coverage, by the way, we did a 6-hour show, and there was a black gentleman, 50 some odd years old, from Memphis, Tennessee, voting for the first time as a Republican. Malik, what was it about Trump's message that was appealing to minority communities?
Well, I think there was a combination of things. So it was, in part, it was policy, but it was also, I think, just a lot of discontent from minority voters, specifically black voters. I always like to tell, you know, Donald Trump, for me, was the first Republican I ever voted for in 2016. I had voted for Barack Obama twice, and I had became very disenchanted with the Republican Party because I didn't feel as, I mean, with the Democratic Party, because I didn't feel as if that there was a space for me in the party. You know, I want to be rich one day. And Republicans, I know, would be much more for me keeping money in my pocket when it comes to security and foreign policy and just a host of issues. But Donald Trump being able to tap into the immigration issues, and although people call him xenophobic and, you know, they claim that Hispanic voters, you know, he was offending Hispanic voters. We know the Madison Square Garden, like Puerto Ricans, like, and that's why I agree with Scott. All of these things were supposed to happen, and it didn't. And Donald Trump did more. And I think the difference that Donald Trump did is that he didn't focus on those specific identities as both sides have done in the past. I mean, the last time around, Donald Trump had a platinum plan. That was his plan for black Americans. He didn't do that this time around, but I think he was able to appeal on not just a policy, but, you know, tapping into the sentiment, the economic anxiety that people are feeling in the country. I think that was a very major part of it, and being right, able to point the finger at Kamala Harris and say, she's responsible.
I mean, I think these are fascinating headlines here. Trump flips Texas border county with 97% Hispanic population, ending a 128-year Democratic streak. So for almost 130 years, they've been voting Democrat in this border county in Texas, Starr County. And Trump is the first Republican to win in 130 years. This is the headline from the New York Post. Trump makes massive gains with Hispanics nationwide and black voters in swing states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is this going to be long lasting? And what does the Republican Party need to do to continue to grow their numbers in minority communities?
So specifically in Pennsylvania, the last time around, there was a slight bump for Donald Trump in 2020. Donald Trump got 7% of the overall black vote in Pennsylvania. That number was 10% this time around. But when it came to the black male vote, Donald Trump in Pennsylvania got 10% in 2020. That number this time around is 26%. So Donald Trump, I think, just tapping into, you know, the question that people were asked, were you better off 4 years ago than you were, you know, do you feel as if you were better off 4 years ago than you are today? And many people, including black people, have answered that in the affirmative. And so I think that the Republican Party needs to have a concerted effort. They really poured a lot of, you know people who work with the campaign. So they really poured a lot of attention into Pennsylvania. So Donald Trump, that's why he was able to run up his numbers in Pennsylvania specifically. But I think if the party does a nationwide strategy to really focus on going into these neighborhoods, not just when it's time for the election, but building relationships with people in these neighborhoods to show that the Republican Party cares about you, there needs to be a concerted effort to demystify what it is to be a Republican. And I think that Donald Trump has a unique opportunity to do that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to share this information. Just moments ago, we got word that Vice President Kamala Harris called President Trump, and we now can confirm that. The campaign sending me this statement that President Trump spoke to Kamala Harris, acknowledged the vice president on her strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. That coming from Team Trump. You know, I'm curious, Malik. A lot of people are really upset because she didn't come out yesterday. She didn't address her supporters, left everybody hanging. And I'm wondering what are you hearing? You mentioned that you have sources in the campaign. What are they saying today?
Well, I should correct that, in the Trump campaign, but I do know people who are connected to the Harris campaign, and it really seems like it was a decision that the consultants around Kamala Harris made. Fox News was reporting from the ground on yesterday that they were trying to contact to get a sense from the Harris campaign on a timetable. This was around 10 o'clock last night. They had started lining up at Howard University around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It wasn't until well after 10 o'clock that they got the word from Cedric Richmond that Kamala Harris wasn't going to be there at all. There was no expectation that Kamala Harris wasn't going to be there at all in the same way. And this is a failure of the campaign. And I think it was very disrespectful for her, supporters. This is kind of a repeat of what they did with the rally in Houston, where they allowed media to report that Beyonce was going to perform at the rally. They knew that she wasn't going to perform at the rally, but they allowed people to assume that she was. And so this is just a real failure. And I think it's emblematic of the campaign, a number of whom she just borrowed from Biden. You know, she didn't really have a campaign operator. She got a lot of people from Biden. But I think ultimately this will be one of the things that they look at as another bad decision, not of the candidate, but of the campaign for sure.
Yeah, it's a great point. Well, Malik, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you taking some time with us today. Certainly an exciting day. As President Trump said, it's an historic day, and he believes that the MAGA movement is the greatest political movement of all time. And I find that very hard to disagree with today.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Malik Abdul, a great Republican strategist, and you can see him quite a bit on my Newsmax TV show. Here's Joy Reid. And, you know, at some point you do have to wonder if there is a line that you're not allowed to cross at MSDNC. I mean, there's some pretty wild stuff that is shared on a lot of these programs. But Joy Reid is a flat out racist, and she really does not like you white folk at all. And here's yesterday Joy Reid going on a rant against white women in North Carolina, cut number 11.
You know, it's a state that I think Democrats definitely were reaching for. There was a lot of work to try to turn out the college campuses, which were really thick and really packed, and try to turn out the suburbs. And I think there was a lot of hope because of just the insanity, can we say fairly, of the person who's running for governor in that state, and a thought that, you know, defeating him would also carry Harris in. But in the end, you know, if they didn't make their numbers and essentially exceed the numbers that Joe Biden had in the suburbs, and I think we have to be blunt about why. Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not. That is what it appears happened in that state, is that if you can't flip enough white women, and we've talked about this on this set numerous times, is that you have a state where you've got a 6-week abortion or a 12-week abortion. I think theirs might be 12 weeks.
Yep.
But it's a state where women lost their reproductive rights, where there was a very heavy push to get women to focus on not putting in place, re-electing, putting back into the White House the person who was responsible for taking those rights away and restoring them. But that message obviously was not enough to get enough white women to vote for Vice President Harris, a fellow woman. This would be the second opportunity that white women in this country have to change the way that they interact with the patriarchy. And, you know, God bless Shannon Watts, who has tried to have that conversation. But if people aren't receptive to it, and if people vote more, party line or more on race than on gender and on protecting their gender, there's really not much more that you can do but tell people what the risks are and leave it to them to do the right thing.
All right, there you go. So it's all you white people's fault. Hey, I've got to share this with you. This just coming in. We have gotten our hands on the email that Kamala Harris sent to the campaign staff, and she and Tim Walz are going to be holding an all staff call, and they're going to be talking to the staff. But anyway, I think this is fascinating. I want to read some of this to you because they still don't get it. They do not get this. Here's what they wrote in the letter to the campaign staff. You stared down unprecedented headwinds and obstacles that were largely out of our control. We knew this would be a margin of error race, and it was, and your work mattered. Here we go. The whole country moved to the right. But compared to the rest of the country, the battleground state saw the least amount of movement in his direction. It was closest in the places we competed. That speaks to both the work you did and the scale of the challenge we ultimately could not surmount. Well, I would contend that the whole country is to the right already and has always been to the right. And it's the Democrats that have been walking out of step with the American people. And again, when you go back and you look at the popular vote totals, and you can't just do it for 2020, all right? You've got to go back to the past, I don't know, three or four. Go back to John McCain's presidential race and then take a look at the numbers. They're pretty much the same. Yeah, they go up because the population is growing. But for whatever reason, in 2020, we had a massive surge in the number of votes for Joe Biden. It was unlike anything we ever saw, even for Barack Hussein Obama. And yet this year, the numbers shot back down to a normal status. And I would contend that the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is because of the RNC and the leadership of Laura Trump and Michael Whatley. They got out the attorneys by the hundreds, really by the thousands. They got the volunteers. And when you volunteer at those levels, and the Democrats have owned our elections for generations, owned them, but not anymore. And so this is a great first step, and we've got a lot more work to do. We still have to celebrate, though, today, because today is a great day for America. It is a great day for freedom. And as Donald Trump told us that he believes that we are going to be ushering in the golden age of the United States of America. And I believe him. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to Beaufort, North Carolina. Shelby listening to us today. Hi, Shelby, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to bring up one single man who I've been following since he just started. So his name is Scott Pressler. He actually organized a cleanup in Baltimore, Maryland to bring awareness to just the trash on the streets and everything being ignored. But from there, he went to launch a voter registration organization. He moved to Pennsylvania this year just to bring Trump Pennsylvania. He registered thousands and thousands of voters across our country. And I just wanted to bring Scott Pressler to the spotlight. I hope that you've heard of him. If not, check him out on Twitter. He has done so much for our country, for his fellow Americans, and this young man needs to be seen.
Well, Shelby, I'm glad you brought up Scott. He has been a guest on this radio program. He has been a guest on my Newsmax show. And he was a boots on the ground guy. And you're right. He should be commended for the great work that he did getting out the vote, going into areas where Republicans normally would not go. And we need more. The challenge is we need more people like Scott Pressler to get out there. But I think when you look at what Scott was doing, look at what Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA were doing. They actually got out the vote. They were really instrumental in getting especially young men involved in politics, and that's a huge deal. So there's a lot of credit to go around, and I'm happy to spread it all around here on this radio program. We're going to be back at it tomorrow doing the same thing. Shelby, thank you for calling in and appreciate you listening to the show. All right, folks, again, tonight at 5 o'clock Eastern, Hogan Gidley is going to join us. Hogan was at the big celebration last night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking to some pollsters. How did they get it wrong again? Well, you know who didn't get it wrong? Our good buddies over at Trafalgar Group. That's right. Their predictions actually happened. So well done again. Our good friend Robert Cahaley and Matt Towery over at the Trafalgar Group. All right, folks, again, ToddStearns.com. Head over there, download our podcast, get our free newsletter. It comes out every single day, and we would love for you to be a part of our newsletter community. All right, it's been a lot of fun, folks. Go celebrate, have fun, shout, dance, and celebrate, because we're about to make America great again. Be good, America.